Zilpah and Bilhah. We were the lesser wives of Jacob, politely called handmaidens because slaves is too harsh a word. We are the matriarchs whose names you have to look up. Jacob always played favorites, and so does the story. His favoritism led to much heartache for all of us. The story mostly talks about Leah and Rachel, whom we served, but we also lay with Jacob and gave him sons. We did not need spirits or mandrake roots to perform our tricks and wonders. Are we not also mothers? From our wombs have come tribes as well, yet there is but a brief mention of our names, only to tell which boys we birthed, nursed, and nurtured into adulthood. Those were often bitter years. We were given to Rachel and Leah by Laban as wedding gifts to serve them. And later, when they could not bear children, Rachel and Leah gave us to Jacob to serve him in more fundamental ways, so that their houses could be built up through us. And build we did. We bore him sons, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. We were nothing more than the fields Jacob planted with his seed. But did bearing him sons stop the bickering and dissension in the tents? Not at all. Jacob loved us even less than he loved Leah. When he feared his brother would smite him on the fields near Penuel, he placed us and our children on the field out in front, with Leah and her children behind us, and then finally Rachel and Joseph. He was not about to sacrifice his favorites first, as his grandfather was prepared to do. Not Jacob. It is no secret that Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah. In fact, Leah never found favor in his eyes, perhaps because each time he looked at her, he saw weakness. Perhaps he saw his own weakness, a reminder of his own treachery and deceit. It was the last of that old trick haunting him once more. Treachery and lies beget only more treachery and lies. We weren't the ones who stole Laban's idols and hid them in our saddlebags, and we weren't the ones who lied to the old man when he came searching for them, spinning a tale that we could not get off our cushions because the ways of a woman were upon us. With whomever you find your gods, that person shall not live, Jacob told Laban, not knowing that it was Rachel who had taken them and had them hidden still. Jacob cursed his true love then, though he did not know it. The idols were not found by Laban or Jacob or by anyone else, but Rachel indeed did not live much longer. She died as her last issue came into the world. Benjamin, the son of Jacob's old age, was born, and Jacob's heart cried again in silence as he buried Rachel by the road to Ephrath. But who will stop to mark our graves with stones? Where do our bodies lie?